Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Many plants seem to save up all summer for the spectacular display of flowers, fruit, and foliage showing up in our gardens right now. If you want to punch up the color level in your garden from late spring through early December, here are some trees, shrubs, and perennials you may consider including into your landscape. The Golden Wonder Tree, or Cassia splendida, is often available at nurseries now and produces a cluster of large, golden, yellow blooms from October through December. The flowers almost cover the foliage and are bound to attract attention to any landscape that includes it. This plant grows upwards of 6 to 10 feet tall. It often freezes back in the winter, but reliably sprouts back from the base in spring. Time. Another plant that creates a similar look in the landscape and is known for its late summer and fall flowers is the Golden Bells, or Esperanza, sometimes referred to as Tacoma stands. It produces large clusters of bell-shaped golden yellow flowers over a very long season. Two shrubs that will produce outstanding flowers this month through early December are Sasanquas and various roses. Sasanquas are one of those indispensable shrubs in our area. Dwarf types such as the Louisiana superplant selection called Shishi Gashira stays around 3 feet tall. Standard varieties will grow very slowly, upwards of 10 to 12 feet tall, and can be trained into a clipped hedge, large shrub, or tree shape. The 2 to 3 inch fragrant flowers are produced in abundance and come in shades of light red, rose, pink, and white, depending on the cultivar that you choose. Ever-blooming roses such as hybrid teas, floribundas, Chinese, bourbon, tea, and landscape roses will produce outstanding flowers through early December, and longer if the winter is mild. Although generally not known for fall blooming, azaleas that bloom during seasons other than spring are becoming more available and more popular. Particularly notable are some of the Robin Hill azaleas, such as Watch It, Nancy, and Conversation Piece. There is a very popular Glendale cultivar called Fashion that produces abundant salmon red flowers in fall and spring. Also look for the many types of Encore azaleas. These azaleas will continue to bloom until spring, but do not produce the shrub-covering display of flowers that the spring-flowering indica azaleas, such as Formosa and George Taper, do. Chrysanthemums are the best-known fall-blooming herbaceous perennial. Blooming plants are available at local nurseries. Choose plants with just a few open flowers and lots of buds, and you will have a very long display of color. Another terrific herbaceous perennial is ginger, most notably the butterfly ginger, where it produces wonderful fragrance of flowers and late summer and fall until the first real cold or frost kills it back. Lots of wildflowers are in bloom along the roadside right now, and you should take some time to notice them when you're out driving around. Often, the most notable are the bright golden yellow daisy flowers of the narrow-leaf sunflower. This favorite of mine lightens up roadsides and meadows from early October to November. Wild ageratum, or mist flower, produces powder puff clusters of lavender blue flowers on plants about 24 inches tall and looks beautiful with golden colors so common in the fall wildflowers. Goldenrod is a well-known fall bloomer that often gets blamed for causing hay fever. It is insect pollinated and does not cause hay fever, but it does produce spikes of intensely golden flowers. The culprit is actually its cousin, the wind pollinated giant ragweed, but no one notices the thin green spikes of flowers that it produces. Also, notice the tall growing ironweed with its royal purple flower clusters, and the many native asters with flowers ranging from white to pink to lavender blue. Trees provide color now and through the winter with their fruit. Hollies are notable in this regard and are beginning to color their brilliant red berries now. Excellent choices for our area include the popular Savannah holly and Yaupon holly. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. In the meantime, follow me on Instagram at Rouse's_horticulture. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.